Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
The Confidence Myth. Why Women Undervalue Their Skills and How to Get Over It, by Helene Lerner. Read by Marcia Mercant. Introduction. What would change if you felt more confident? Would you have a better job with more responsibilities, making more money? Would your personal life look different? Would your conversations be more honest? Think about this for a minute. If you said yes to any of these questions, let's look at some of the reasons why you aren't where you'd like to be. You probably want to address both external and internal factors. Externally, women face cultural prejudices that impede our advancement. We are confronted by gender inequities every day. We get frustrated because sometimes our goals have to take a back seat to navigating through this resistance. But despite these obstacles, some women have been able to move up to the C-suite. So how did they do it? Do they internally have more confidence than the average woman? These questions intrigued me. As an expert on women's issues, I am often asked how to develop confidence. This question kept coming up, so I thought it was time to write about the important topic of women and confidence. I interviewed a number of successful women leaders to find out their thoughts, and after talking to them and reflecting on my own experiences in the workplace,